It's Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a Sunday night in Fredericksburg. Final game of the series between the Fred Nats and the Downeast Wood Ducks. Eric Bach here with the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Jake Lowry. Our usual Sunday chat. Jake, these last four have not gone our way, but I think, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I think that the feeling is we've put together really strong stretches of games throughout the week. We just haven't been able to finish. Is that your assessment as well?
Yeah, right on. I mean, we're one hit away, we're one pitch away from getting out of an inning. We're one hit away to, you know, to blowing it open, taking that lead and continuing our success. So hopefully our fortunes turn today. But like you said, you know, this team, we're resilient. We've been adding on when we can, but we're just that one pitch, one hit away, and hopefully we can do it today.
And I think it's a question of not whether we can hit better, not whether we can pitch better, it's whether we can do both of them at the same time. Because in this series alone, there's been times that the offense has been rolling and the pitching staff has not, and vice versa. I mean, that's just got to be a difficult calculus to manage in this clubhouse right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look up and you're down by six, and it's the second inning already. But you know, guys, we chipped away. We're you know, basically a three-run homer away. You know, we kept it within slam range. It's one of those things where it's not that we're not scoring runs; it's that we're giving up too many runs, like you said, or we're, you know, not scoring runs, and we're, you know, it's a 2-1 ball game. So, you know, hopefully we can come out on top today. But it's some lessons learned for this group that you know, if we can do it all together, play good defense, play, you know, keep the score where it needs to be and score some runs, that we'll give ourselves a chance to win, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
It's been a lot of positives at the plate this week for some guys. I want to talk about Brenner Cox first. Just 18 years old. He won't be 19 till next week, but I feel like he's really turned a corner in his entire game. Obviously hit the home run earlier in the week and he's driven in five runs in the series, but what do you think Brenner has done to get himself to this point?
Well, he's getting himself on time. He's giving himself a chance. He's staying behind the ball better. You know, and with the reps, you know, comes a little bit more success, putting himself in a good position to hit. His swing decisions have been better. You know, fouling off tough pitches with two strikes to get that ball that's over the plate to drive a run in or get that big, you know, three-run double. He's a kid that, you know, like you said, he's super young. He's learning. He's getting better. He's got a ton of tools, ton of talent. So I'm excited to keep watching him and keep plugging him in the lineup.
Another guy that has been, I think, quite strong in Sammy Infante's absence is Zion Pettigrew. I mean, he's plugged in this week. I think he's 5-for-8 or something like that, and has given you guys some pretty clutch swings. I mean, it's good to see guys step up when somebody goes down.
Yeah, you know, you got to take advantage of your opportunities, whether it's you know, someone else got injured or, you know, whatever the case may be. But no, he's been swinging a hot bat, you know, giving himself a chance. You know, like I said, early in the count, he's ready to go with two strikes. He's battling, and that's all we can ask of somebody, just to step up, and you know, it's the next man up mentality.
Mason Denneberg on the mound today was the victim of some bad luck in Lynchburg last Sunday, some defensive mistakes behind him, but I think this is a big day for him to get his season back on track. It's, for me, it's about strike throwing. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, he had some tough luck last week with like a ball hitting off second base and going in the outfield. And, you know, we elevated his pitch count with some defensive miscues. But, yeah, you know, you pitch once a week. You know, it's every 7 days, you know, on our rotation that we have right now. And it's one of those things where, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself to do, you know, amazing, right? You just want to go out there and you want to fill it up from the get-go. You know, everyone's on a pitch count. Everyone's on a pitch limit. So, you know, for me, for him, is getting ahead, first pitch strikes, and letting the defense work behind him.
And for the team as a whole, as we go into the series finale and we hit the road to play a Carolina team that's playing really well right now next week, how do you, you know, it's such a young group, and a lot of these guys in their baseball careers probably haven't experienced this much losing, at least in one stretch. How do you, especially with the youth, how do you and the staff try to just keep the ship on course?
Yeah, I mean, as the skipper, you just got to keep that ship on course. Is, you know, you're going to go a little left, a little right. We want those guys to realize that, you know, we got their backs, but we're ultimately teaching the game and developing these guys, their mindsets, their ability to, you know, come out of a slump, to get better, you know, in the box, on the mound, whatever it may be, their work prep in between outings. So for us, you know, like, yeah, we may lose a game, but there's so many teaching moments that we can, you know, help these guys out, and hopefully next time they don't make that same mistake, and it keeps that, you know, keeps that runner at first base and throwing the ball to second base, and keeps double play in order, or their at bat, their swing decisions, you know, you give it off to the next guy, and the next guy hits a 2-run homer. So a lot of these things are learning, teaching moments that I think are really, you know, early in the season, you know, it doesn't matter if it's the first half, second half, we're just looking forward to helping these guys, you know, build the whole body of work. And, you know, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Former Mudcat Jake Lowry, we're going there next week. Your first time there as a manager, played there. Are you excited to go back?
Yeah, old Zebby, Five County Stadium. Yeah, I haven't been back in a minute, but no, it's, you know, I had good memories there. Had some really good teams and really good guys I played with there. But always excited to go back to a place that you played at, and you know, just to relive some of those days. But no, I'm excited. Five County Stadium's got a special place in my heart, Muddyville.
Jake Lauer and the Frednats on Deck pregame show on a Sunday in Fredericksburg. Thank you, Skip.
No problem, Eric. Go Freddies.